I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. The chief judge of Illinois' 14th Circuit Court says the Rock Island County Courthouse is a danger to employees and the public. That's why last Friday, Walter Broad issued an administrative order to the Rock Island County Board and its Public Building Commission to demolish it as soon as possible. The process could begin within a couple of weeks when a contractor completes removing asbestos from the courthouse. Chief Judge Walter Broad and other Rock Island County Court employees are enjoying their first winter in a new building. The Justice Center Annex was built right next to the old courthouse, and it does not require them to wear coats or use space heaters to keep warm. Each week, Broad says around 1,000 employees and visitors walk past the courthouse to reach the annex.
Every one of them is in danger from snipers, from falling rocks, just from problems. The bailiffs were saying to me today, okay, so does this mean I'm going to have to wear a vest? Because it's all window, and across less than 40 feet is this three-story courthouse with full of windows with nobody in it.
In his order, Judge Broad cites a number of reasons not to delay tearing down the courthouse. For example, the Public Building Commission has already awarded a contract for the project, and the county does not need permission from a state agency.
We'll have to work through these city permits, which will be necessary, and we've just got to get there. I mean, the courthouse can't be left there, because it can't be restored. It can't be helped in any way. It can only be a hazard. And if, in fact, it's going to be removed, time is of the essence. We need to get going.
Broad says he's also eager for demolition to start because parts of the stone exterior periodically fall off and could injure someone. WVIK's messages to the State Historic Preservation Office have not been returned. I'm Michelle O'Neill.